Hey, everybody. Welcome.
Hello.
We're finally doing this shit.
We've only been prepping for about an hour now.
We've been discussing offline work shit for like an hour because we both had crappy work days. Well, all of us had shit ass work days.
You just said both because two of us work at the same place.
Yeah. You guys work at the, so you had the same shit going on at your workplace. And then I had different shit at my workplace. So,
well, and this is Jether's random stuff. So that's why I thought you were welcome.
I'm Jacoby.
And I'm Heather.
And together we make a Jether! And like you just heard, this is Jether's random stuff. So everybody welcome.
And Erin is with us.
Erin's with us.
I'm back again.
She is commiserating with us today about shit that goes on at your workplace. And that's all we're going to say about that.
It's been a good counseling session today with wine.
Yes.
And burrito bowls.
Counseling session with wine and burrito bowls.
Yes, now, Kobe did not eat with me.
Well, I had nachos.
And you need to get more.
I had nachos.
Oh, and I was just going to introduce the wine we were drinking tonight.
Oh, what do we got? What do we got?
It's empty.
Oh, but it's empty, but that's okay. But it's
Do you need more?
No, I probably shouldn't.
You know what? There's an open bottle in the little fridge in the bar. Oh,
this is a Goose Ridge.
I'll go grab
it. Oh, Heather's going
to
go
grab it. Heather brought it with us.
Take your headphones off. There we go.
Estate. It's very, very smooth.
It's a very nice.
Very nice.
I like it.
Very high end. I felt very fancy drinking it.
Do you feel
tonight.
Fancy?
Very fancy, yes. I'm more comfortable with the $5.99 bottles of wine. But,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Once in a while, I'll just splurge. Yeah.
That should still be pretty good. I opened it on Friday.
Oh, it's a Merlot.
So it's
a Washington Merlot.
Yeah, so try that one.
I'm back.
And see what you think. Okay.
Quilcita Creek.
So we twist these.
So
we twist them.
There we go.
Look at that.
There you go. All right. Thank you. We got more wine. We're going to dive in today. And because we have been bitching to each other for like an hour already. So
way more than an hour. What are you talking about?
It's been several hours. So we're going to dive right in. We're going to dive into our Jetherism from last week.
Ooh. What was that
Which
one?
Needs a bit of explanation. So
Yeah.
Last week, the Jetherism we put out there was OMG, stop killing ducks.
Oh, God, fuck. That
and
was
I
horrible.
Did, you know, I didn't check our emails today. So, but
last
we
time
did,
check.
But I checked a couple that we didn't have anybody that responded to this one. Yeah. So for this one, let's back up a year last year
at the lodge, when
Heather and I went to the lodge and they have a fancy restaurant. And we wanted to eat there, but we have a lot of dietary restrictions, gluten-free, dairy-free, and we don't like red meat. And so one of the items they had on the menu was duck.
Yes.
But we don't eat duck.
Not very
comfortable
with eating Daffy or Donald, no.
So Heather told the person on the phone, you know, we don't like duck, and the guy was like, well, we don't kill it in front of you. And we're like, you know, that's not funny.
Yeah, I actually said that to him.
That's not funny.
Because everything else he said before that was funny.
Yeah.
But that
so,
was not funny.
So fast forward 1 year and we're at the lodge again.
Yes.
And so it's on the Columbia River and there's, we didn't know this at the time, people go out and they hunt ducks.
On this river by the
lodge.
On the
river. So we kept hearing gunshots, right?
Yeah.
Boom. Boom, boom, boom. And we're like, what the fuck is that? It sounds like gunshots. And I'm like, yeah, that's, I know guns, right? That's a gunshot. And so we asked someone at the hotel, and they're like, yeah, people go out and hunt. And we're like, so if someone orders duck, do you like go out
and hunt the duck
and like shoot a duck and bring it in and like cook it for dinner? And they assured us that they did not do that. But all weekend we kept hearing the gunshots and the gunshot. And finally, Heather just screamed, oh, my God, stop killing ducks. Mm-hmm. Because we love the ducks.
We do love the ducks.
They were killing the ducks, by the way.
But they were
That's
killing
how
the
you
ducks.
Were getting duck on your.
Yeah, no. They were getting
not
the
your plate, but the other's
not
plate.
My plate.
Yeah.
I really love the ducks there.
I know.
And the goose. And they have a duck goose.
Duck goose.
It's a hybrid goose.
Oh, a hybrid.
That's mated with a duck.
Ooh.
So it looks like a goose, but it's not a goose because it has an orange bill. and it has white on it, not gray, but it hangs out with the Canadian geese.
Oh.
And yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm hanging out with the foreigners.
Yeah, I know. He looks pretty cool. We like him. So I'm wondering, I'm hoping they don't hunt the geese too there because I like them too.
The geese wasn't on the menu, so I think it's probably okay.
It's considered murder, but I'm like, I would like to take a tag out for hunters. Is there such a thing for a tag for hunters?
You can't kill. It's called murder. Just so you know, that's what that would be.
So why isn't it murder for the animals? It's so sad. It's murder. Just, it's murder.
No. God put the animals on the earth for us to eat.
Food chain. God put everybody on the planet for us to eat. So if I don't eat people, but you know, I could take a tag.
Ew. That's poaching. Then you can't do that.
But I don't want any of their parts. Yeah. Isn't that what poaching is? I kill them for some parts.
Yeah, for their fur.
See, I'm not a poacher.
Yeah.
I don't.
Or
want,
you just kill. You just kill for the pleasure of killing.
And I don't
That's
want
it.
Their head on my wall. I want nothing.
All right,
it's called serial killers.
I would
if
like
they're
to,
like just
you know,
killing to kill.
There
right?
are people that are assigned or to no. killing poachers.
Well, that's...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's fine with me.
Yeah. I read about this badass lady that got hired. She was an ex-SEAL or military person that got hired by some kind of African range. I should know more facts about this, but I did read this.
You sound like you're making it up.
I'm not making it up. I read about her. She's fucking badass, and she got hired to go after poachers. She lives on the little... I don't know, this little what... safe place they're not allowed to poach
a preserve
at. Yeah, that thing. preserve oh, I don't
a
know
nature preserve.
I thought they were called reserves.
I don't think so.
Preserve. Okay, I will go with
I
we'll
don't
go
know.
With you because you're usually a little smarter on this. Okay, so she works on this preserve and she has these badass rifles and stuff, and if she sees a poacher going after an animal, she gets to take him out.
It was like Angelina Jolie and Wanted.
Exactly.
Or Tomb Raider.
Yeah, one of them. And so, but they have signs that say, warn that we have people on staff that will kill you if you're trying to poach an animal. So they're warned.
Oh yeah. There's signs.
It's like my new beware of dog signs I have. I love them. It says, beware of dogs, not responsible for injury or death.
I know. It does say that. Hey, would that help
That's
you in the
awesome.
Court of law?
It will.
In the court of law, if somebody came to your house and your dog bit
and
them in the face.
Bites them, because it's no other
no,
dog
they can't
that's
sue you.
It. No, if they're on my property. Now, Merlot comes off my property, I got an
right,
issue.
Right, right,
but
right.
If she's
but
on
in the house.
My, oh,
or
in my house? No, I got a sign.
You got a sign.
They were warned.
Now, can my I get a Emily sign like that sign. To put on my desk at work?
No, because then you're going back into this whole thing where you said it's like a murder thing for me. So apparently people can't do that to other people, but because it's an animal, I can
even
warn
if
people.
I warn them, like, you know.
But now, this is something I'm not sure is exactly true, but Thor swears it is. Is there a law that you guys both know that you are not held responsible for anything you do for the first 7 seconds after you're woken up?
No.
So he swears that I could kill somebody.
No.
If they wake me up and I'm not going to get in trouble because I'm disoriented.
I think that's not true.
Are you hearing this, Thor? You're wrong.
I really don't think that's true.
I think if you that's like if you plead
insanity or something.
Nuts. Is it insanity or
I don't think it's quite
like,
insanity.
What do they say when they're not
conscious?
Like they black out. Like some people, when they get drunk, they black out. Or they like have a psychotic snap or something and they black out. They try to like plead insane.
Like
kind of
it's like a medical condition
like
or
a
something.
Partial
like,
insanity or something like that.
Or
but
they
I
had a quote
that.
Seizure and they don't remember anything.
Well, that's
so.
What he said.
Yeah,
they
don't remember.
That
I don't think
you
that's
got
true.
Woke up, if I just happened to grab my Louie that's sitting right by the bed, I can't be held responsible.
Maybe if you had an attacker or somebody breaking into your home, well, that's different because that's breaking
out. Well, that's
self-defense.
I'm self-defense. Allowed to do anything I want to that person.
Yeah. I
within
know.
Reason. I can't.
I think
guess
he
I
might be making this up. Maybe he dreamt this.
Thor, we're going to be researching this.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
All right.
So we're going to move on to our icebreaker question. So.
Ooh.
Our icebreaker question of the day is, what's the last thing you did that made you wonder whether or not you were a good person?
I We're not supposed to talk about work.
I was just thinking of your situation. Yeah, I'm like, that's a rough one.
I look at people sometimes and think, you are just a burden on society. Why are you on this earth? And then I feel bad for thinking it, because I'm like, I'm not the one that should decide whether that person has value or not.
Gosh, you're a nice person. So
but I do actually think that a lot. Mm. Like a lot. Like, what are you contributing to the world right now? Mm-hmm. And then I think, well, what am I contributing to the world right now? And then it gets super deep. And then I have to start drinking and it descends into chaos. Because I'm not really that deep.
I think you're deep.
Well, you know what's crazy? Like, no, I totally get this. But I recently, well, a couple years ago, was kind of doing this like inner deep depth thing where I got really dark. Uh-huh. And I had several people tell me about A Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warner.
Uh-huh.
And mm-hmm. listen to the podcast. There's the book, but I do well with podcasts because of my drive. But it literally makes you like realize, holy shit, like maybe I've been super negative on the outlook of life. But really, what God wants us to do, or what the higher power wants us to do, is be nice to people, give people a chance, and to just be missionaries. Like, just serve and tell, give the word of God. Yep. Like, all God wants us to do is be nice to you.
Yeah.
Start a family if that's your path. And that's where I got a little bit, because I couldn't have kids. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, shit. Like,
what do I do?
What do I do? How am I contributing to this? Because I can't have children and, like, have generation after generation. But really, it's like, it's not about that. It's about loving yourself, loving others, giving people the benefit of the doubt.
Well,
even
and
if
I've,
they're hard to love, you're supposed to love them. And that's what's hard for me.
It's
like,
hard.
I can't love everybody. And it's hard.
I've always kind of felt like, you know, be kind to people, because mm-hmm.
you don't know the struggle that
they're going through. You don't know their life.
And that's
exactly what I was about to say. But at the same time, there's a fine line between being kind and being taken advantage of after a while.
Yes, which we were talking about earlier.
Right. And so
there is a fine line on that. You have to know how to
you have to know when that line's been crossed. But, and it's hard to tell sometimes.
It is.
You know?
And that's probably something I've been trying to do. Well, not the fine line. I got that line down damn good. But the be nice to every single person I come across, I try to have understanding. This has only been coming on probably the last 5 years of me trying to be more understanding of people and more aware that other people, I have no idea what they've gone through. I don't know what kind of a day they've
had. Right, you don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if they're being a little snippy with me, there might be an effing reason why they're being a little snippy with me. And mm-hmm. I try to be a little nicer to them. That's not my main personality trait of when someone's not nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually.
It's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard when someone's being snippy to you to be like, oh, fine. Well, if you're going to be like that, then I will
it's
too.
It's hard to
but
take the higher road.
It is. It's really hard. Yeah.
And sometimes you don't always have to. Sometimes it's okay to speak your mind or stand up for yourself.
Sometimes you don't have the energy to put forth the effort to.
Well, and sometimes you don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm plain and simple.
You just don't want to take the higher road after you've been treated like shit for over and over.
Yep.
After a while, you have to say, okay, that's enough.
And that's where it comes into where you don't want people to think you're a pushover either. Mm-hmm. You have to have a backbone. You have to be able to stand up for yourself. Mm-hmm. So I guess this is our little advice for you guys today.
Hey, we have advice.
Yeah.
Take it or not.
You know, be kind when you can. Be a badass when you have to.
Yeah.
That's my advice for you guys today.
That's our motto. Yep. That's our motto this week.
Yep.
Say it again.
Be kind whenever you can. Be a badass when you have to.
There we go.
Yeah. I
Woo!
Like that.
Woo! Go, Heather. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. So moving on to this week, I don't know if I already told you.
I told Aaron.
Okay, never mind then. So
we work together.
This week is Saturday is Leap Day, in case anyone wasn't aware. This is a leap year.
Happy birthday to the leap years. I don't know how old you are.
Yeah.
We 4 years old. You're 4.
Yeah. You're 4.
Well, we have that one friend, so she's turning 9? Nine. She was 8 last time, 4 years ago. Congratulations.
So congrats.
To be 9. She's in a 30-some-year-old body, but, you know, she's only 9.
She's only 9.
Almost 9.
So there's a lot of leap day customs, traditions, you know, things that go on.
Do you guys really have a friend that has a birthday on leap year?
Seriously.
Or leap day? Leap
well,
year?
It's not she really was a friend. So we danced with her for a very short amount of time.
But you know her?
Yeah, she's one of
that's
our good
cool.
friends.
I don't know anyone with that.
Yeah,
birthday.
And we actually were still dancing with her when it was her birthday, and we were all celebrating it. And I asked her how old she was. It's like, well, I've only had 8 birthdays.
That sucks.
And
I
was like, so when do you celebrate it? She's like, well, it just depends on the year. Sometimes I celebrate on the 28th of February. Sometimes I celebrate on March 1st. It just depends because I don't have an actual birthday every year.
That's sad.
But you know how fucking badass that would be to be like, how old are you? 9.
Yeah. 9 years old.
I'm just 9.
What?
Don't I look it?
Yeah. Just stay out of the sun. Don't smoke or drink.
And
you'll look really young.
I've seriously only had 9 birthdays. Well, she's only had 8 so far.
Yeah.
She's almost a 9.
That's cool.
Good for her.
So, and one of the kind of customs on leap day, and there was actually a movie made about this. I don't know if you guys remember. But on leap day is the traditional day for women to propose to men.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know
that's
that.
The day that that happens. So.
I haven't done that yet.
It's an Irish legend. There was a movie called Leap Day or something like that where this is like, anyways.
Did any of you propose to your husband?
No.
No.
No, I didn't either.
No.
But I did tell him that we should get married and that he should propose to me.
Jeff just said that he would marry me if he didn't have to have a big wedding.
Oh.
He didn't want a wedding. And that's the only way. He's like, I'll marry you if we don't have to have a wedding, because he like totally was against it.
The big wedding?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Well, they're overrated.
So we did. We just went to Vegas. It was great.
Yeah, I'm so jealous.
So yes, this is an Irish legend where Saint Bridget struck a deal with Saint Patrick to allow women to propose to men every 4 years.
Only so every 4 years.
So
you
got
a better hope he's still single at 4 years.
I know, right? Or that he proposes to you. This is supposed to balance traditional roles of men and women in a similar way to how leap day balances the calendar.
Why do we have leap year? I don't even get it.
So
why do we have to add? Why every 4 years we add a day? It makes no fucking sense.
I'll get to that in a second.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I thought everybody knew that.
I am giving you the best go to hell look right now.
Yeah, you are. All right.
You guys are awesome. I love you guys. This is fun.
God.
So, in some places, leap day is also known as Bachelor's Day for the same reason. A man was expected to pay penalty, such as a gown or money, if he refused a marriage proposal from a woman on leap day.
So he has to do money or what? A gown? He has to give them like a wedding gown or something?
Yeah, it says.
Wow. Odd.
Yeah, my mic, my headphones. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Oh, am I supposed to do that when I can
and
hear that?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but
okay,
I'm saying sometimes I'm not in.
Oh.
In my head.
Okay, that means your headphones aren't working.
You just need to do your hair.
Then you need to just jiggle the cord.
Just shake the whole silver thing?
Nope.
Just
the cord.
Just yours. Don't shake them all. Okay.
All right.
All right. So in a lot of countries, like if a woman proposed to a man on leap day and he denies her, refuses her, he's supposed to buy her 12 pairs of gloves.
Whoa.
Why do you need 12 pairs of gloves?
Because the women then can wear the gloves to hide her embarrassment of not having an engagement ring.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy.
That's mean.
It is, isn't
because
it?
Everybody knows that she's going to be asking?
I guess. And then he said no. So
and
she
then they're like, where's your ring?
Well, then
yeah,
she's,
but
wearing,
then
like,
she's wearing gloves.
So they know.
Everybody knows. Oh, all the women wearing gloves. Those fancy gloves got denied.
Yep. Denied gloves. That's what they're called. The DGs.
I'd rather just get the fake ring and put it on my finger. Walk around with my head.
Yeah,
held,
you know what? I'll buy my own damn ring. I don't need
you. Or actually ask somebody that you know will say yes.
That would
maybe
work too. Or
you threaten them.
Or, you hold them to the knife.
You're going
to
say
point.
Yes.
Gun you're going to say yes. So I can rock around. I don't want to walk around with
because
gloves on.
It's like The Handmaid's Tale, but reverse for the men.
You
like
say
all
yes.
Of us women are in
or
charge.
I'll like, kill you. You say yes.
Like, you will be my bitch.
That's awesome.
So all people born on February 29th are invited to join the Honor Society of Leap Year Day Babies.
Oh, so all the babies that were born on Leap Day?
They get to all join the society.
I wonder
if
our friend does that.
I don't know.
She's never mentioned that.
She hasn't mentioned it.
We didn't know her for very long.
There was one family that had three children all born on February 29th.
Are you kidding me?
What? Yeah.
All in one family?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
So how long did... So what happens with the government? So they're only allowed to stay on the, like, be paid on their taxes till they're, what, 17 or something, 18? And then,
well,
they're not 18. They can technically keep them until they're, like, in their 50s.
I read an article when I was researching this about a woman that committed a crime when she was, her birthday was on Leap Day.
Yeah.
She committed the crime February 28th. Which is when most people celebrate their birthday if they're a Leap Day baby.
Yeah.
But she's like, no, I was technically only 17, not 18, when I committed the crime. So she should be tried as a juvenile.
True. Very true.
And I think she won with that because she wasn't 18 yet.
Because how can they actually say, because most people celebrate their birthday on the 28th that she did. What if she was a March 1st?
See, I would think it would have to be March 1st.
Yeah, because you want to be technically that age.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
Interesting.
In Scotland, it is considered unlucky to be born on Leap Day.
Uh-oh.
Just like being born on Friday the 13th.
Guess what? My stepmom was born on Friday the 13th.
Was she that really?
Diane was August 13th.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. She thinks it's a very lucky day.
Okay.
Just tell her to keep telling herself that.
I think her dad died on the 13th too. I don't think my grandma did though. Okay. I didn't know her dad.
So Leap Day is also Saint Oswald's Day.
What is that? Oswald?
Saint Oswald.
What's an Oswald?
Oswald was named after the Archbishop of York. And he died February 29th of the year 992.
Oswald sounds like an item.
Oswald?
It reminds me of like Oswald.
Oswald.
Like
so
killed the president.
Like February 29th is like St. Oswald Day. You're supposed to have it's like a feast day for St. Oswald. We should fucking celebrate that. We're going to fucking celebrate that shit.
What? That's this Saturday. What are we celebrating? How do we celebrate? We have a feast?
It's a feast day for him. So
what kind of a feast? Is it like turkey?
Whatever you want.
Fuck?
You're supposed to eat whatever you want. Like, yeah.
On the feast?
Can we do that? Can we do it?
Oh my God.
Let's celebrate.
I don't know about that.
Why? Because
it's Oswald. It sounds like, I don't know. I'm feeling like I'm saying a different word.
I think you are.
Oswald.
Now, listen, Linda.
Don't you dare put the Linda out there.
Listen to what I'm saying. This stuff. Put it back.
Heather.
So can you pay attention to me for 5 fucking seconds?
No, she
doesn't pay attention to me. Okay, are you listening?
Kind of.
Are your headphones working?
I think they both are.
Okay, listen to what I'm saying.
All right.
Oswald.
That's what I thought.
Oh, I was calling him Oswald.
Oswald.
I know.
She was saying Oswald.
What? Oswald.
I was trying to think of this different word for something else that has a wall at the end that I wanted to put in there, but my brain's not working right. Not being as witty as it should be. Oswald.
Oswald.
Wald.
Saint Oswald.
Wald.
And we are to celebrate him on Saturday. Don't forget.
Okay.
Oswald.
Oswald.
I'll have to have a drink for him.
I'm like, oh, or her.
Is it a her or a him?
Him.
Him.
He's a saint. Is there any saintress? Saintess? Saintress? What is it? What are they called?
Is there any Satanists? Probably.
Well, like the girls. Are they this? Why do you call the
saints? Are not girls.
What are the girls?
Girls can't be saints, I don't think.
Oh. Because there's God and goddesses. So there's saint and.
Saintesses?
Saintesses. Like princesses.
We could be Saintesses.
I already am.
It sounds like Satanists.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like,
not a Satanist. I'm a saint.
I don't know.
Saintress.
I'm a female. Saintress.
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 There we go. That's better.
A good one.
That's better.
That's better than saintiest.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Here's some trivia about leap years.
Oh, God.
Listen up, Linda's. All right. If you're born on February 9th, you're known as a leaper or a leapling.
Why? You know we're close to the 29th.
Leaper is really close to leper. I don't think you'd want to be called a leaper.
Better than a cougar.
Because you could say, I'm a leaper, and people be like, what? You're a leper? No.
What, you have leprosy? No.
Leprosy. I have, 24-hour projectile leprosy. I can't come to work today.
I'm using that.
On 420, you're using that.
I actually did throw that out, too.
Yeah. You're going to be real sick
on that
day.
There could be some sickness happening that I could already foresee.
If you want to go on a fun field trip to celebrate leap year, you can go to either Anthony, Texas or Anthony, New Mexico.
Why does that have to be Anthony?
I don't know. When it's St. Oswald's Day, I don't know why the Anthony.
Maybe it's Anthony Oswald.
Maybe. But they both claim to have the title of Leap Year Capital of the World.
Why?
So to celebrate Leap Year, the town in Texas holds this big festival. And they have square dancing, fun activities, farm activities, and a tour through an old Aztec cave.
You know how smart that is for a city to celebrate leap year as its main festival every year? It's not every year. That's why they're
every
so smart.
Every four years.
You don't have to pay for it every year. You
they
pay for it every four years.
4 years to plan this
That's
event out.
That's why it should be so amazing. And they don't have to maybe not fund any other big festivals. They just do this one big one that's all their glory. Kind of fucking smart.
It is. That's pretty fucking smart. Well, we should be having a leap day festival.
We should make our own leap year festival and make a ton of money off of it.
Yeah, we should.
And then we'd have 4 years to try to pay for it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do it.
Yeah. Let's
we're kind of slow on the draw this year, but you know, we have 4 years till the next one.
Yeah, I don't think it's good. We're not pulling it together by Saturday.
No, we're
not. Today's Friday.
Yeah. It's not happening.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Literally tomorrow.
The ancient Egyptians were the first people to figure out that the calendar wouldn't work without a leap year added.
What? I don't still get this.
Okay.
Is it the moon? Something with the moon and the stars, I bet. The Mayans.
The Earth calendar. The Earth rotates around the sun every 365.2. Something days.
Oh, the point.
So
something adds up.
After about 4 years, you're off a day from the calendar. So you have to add a day in there because it's not an exact 365 days. It's something a little bit more. So you have to add that extra day in to even things out every 4 years.
But why does it matter? Why does it even matter?
I think because over time, maybe day would make fall.
Eventually,
turn spring,
eventually,
but doing that anyway.
Eventually, summer would be winter, and it would be fucked up. So
I don't think I care. It's already fucked up.
You know, this,
I just don't
you know
care.
What? This, you know, Heather.
Daylight saving sucks. Leap year sucks. I don't feel like changing at all anything. So why do I have to fucking change? I don't care if it's June and it's snow out. I can adapt. Don't make me change my fucking clocks back and don't change my holidays. Because now this year, fucking Christmas lands on a freaking Saturday.
No, it's a Friday.
I still don't get paid for that day. We don't get paid for
Honey,
our Christmas.
Christmas is on a Friday.
Oh, because it's not a work day.
Uh-huh.
That's dumb.
It's so dumb.
I just bursted that bubble hard. Guess what else is not on a freaking work day?
You should
this
see
year,
her.
New
4th
day?
Of July.
It's a Saturday.
And New Year's.
So
three
That's
of our
three
six
major
holidays we don't get paid for. We only get three this year.
Christmas and New Year's are always on the same day of the week.
How do you
FYI.
Know that? Wow.
I have way too
we
much
look
time
ahead.
On my hand.
We look way ahead because we don't have anything to look forward to except Christmas.
In the lodge.
On the lodge.
Sadly, they're all within a couple
sadly,
months or one
sadly,
month
our lives suck ass. So
literally 11 months of the year, it sucks.
Sucks. 11 months.
Wait,
of the year.
Wait. 10 months. That's not as bad.
I guess.
Because there's two good months.
There's two good months. Not really. Like December sucks until actual Christmas Day.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
But January is fun though, because we plan the lodge.
We plan the whole month. So we have 11 months of suckage and 1 month of you know, that we're happy to be alive. And the other time, you know,
we just struggle to keep going.
We struggle to get up every morning and cry on our way to work. That's fine though. Okay.
We paint a nice picture of life here. All right, guys. Move it. What?
Let's
and
go
this
on.
Is
Let's
why we drink.
This is why we drink. Okay, let's see what else they got. Okay. People of Greece believe that getting married on a leap year will bring bad luck.
Obviously, you probably won't make it to your first anniversary because most people don't make it for the first few years anyway.
Mm, yeah.
So they don't. Okay. Yeah.
Is that because she proposed? Or was that the other guy?
Maybe. Okay.
And she might have proposed with the gun in her hand, too.
Yeah. It was probably embarrassing for him because he's like, well,
I'm not wearing any goddamn gloves.
Nope. Yeah.
All right. All right. February 29th became the official leap day because of the ancient Romans, because they knew what the fuck was going on, and they added it to the calendar because they knew.
Now, the Romans the same as the Mayans, Min and Ma, whatever those are, that told us that we were going to all die in year 2000.
No, that's different.
Because that's their calendar ended then?
That's different.
Oh, okay.
They're Central America and the other people are in Greece?
Yeah, over there. Yeah.
Rome,
over, yonder. Over there.
Rome, Greece.
She's pointing to her neighbor's
across
house.
Over there.
I'm like, that
over
way?
There.
It's just over there.
These people,
over
they're there. Really noisy
they're
over
quote,
here.
Across the pond. Yeah,
across the
they're
pond.
Over there.
Quote.
All right.
Pacific Ocean.
Quote. Atlantic.
Oh, that ocean? Can't you get there by the Pacific, too?
No, you have to go through like Russia and shit.
If you go
that way,
Pacific, you would be Japan, Asia.
Yeah.
You'd have to go over
you go through
Asia.
China and then Russia and then you finally get
I
there.
I think the Chinese would like me.
They already do. Because you're tall and white.
Tall,
yeah.
Very
really
white.
White.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And red hair with dimples.
Yep.
I had a coworker many years ago who was a tall, very blonde woman, older woman, and she took a trip to China. Mm-hmm. On like a travel agency like tour thing, and she said like a lot of the people over there had never seen someone with blonde hair before, and so they just all they kept asking her if they could touch her hair because they'd never seen blonde hair before.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
The little touchage. That might be a little weird.
They would maul little Angie. Could you imagine Angie in China?
Well, and she's so friendly.
Yeah.
And
so
nice.
Little and long
and
blonde hair and blue eyes and white skin.
Very white skin.
And she can just put her in your pocket.
She's so
just put her in your pocket.
Tiny.
She actually
she's
might
so
be taken.
She's so little and cute.
She might be what?
She might be taken. Somebody might take her.
They'd be like,
they would
I have
her.
To have her.
But she would put up a damn good fight, though.
Yeah, she would.
I actually really wouldn't want to fight Angie. And I'm like a foot and a half taller than her.
She's tough.
Feisty.
She's tough.
That girl can pick up hay bales.
Yeah.
She can. She's a feisty little
thing. Oh my God. And she wrangles bowls. And
yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Hey, May. Yeah.
We didn't get started for
okay.
so
yeah,
long.
Yeah. We were late getting started. Sorry. Do you got a kitty? Oh,
are Megan's you trying to give us make
Megan's
us give her
got
attention?
A kitty? No, not yet. We're almost done.
I can hold.
I swear,
kitty while
promise,
I do this.
I promise. Okay,
I'll hold the kitty.
We're down to our last segment here. Oh, Heather's gonna take the kitty. Heather's got the kitty. Okay. All right. So the last tiny bit I have are fun things to do on leap day. So if you don't have anything to do tomorrow on Saturday, here's some things you can do.
Hold a kitty.
Propose to your man.
All right. Write a letter to yourself to be open 4 years from February 29th to the next leap year.
I like that.
So you can just write a
That's
letter.
That's cute.
Yeah.
You obviously don't mail
Ooh, I
the
wonder
letter.
What I would say.
No, you just put it somewhere and then you open it up in four
in
years
four
on the next
years.
Leap day.
Oh, I hope I have more money saved.
So
I hope I write
I hope
myself.
My life doesn't suck yeah. as much as it does right now.
It's going to get better.
You know, that's actually not a bad idea to actually write down everything that's going on in your life right then so you can remind yourself in 4 years.
Yeah.
You can go look back and be like, oh, God, my life is so much better then.
Or, oh, God, I had it really good back then.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell was I bitching about then?
Oh, my gosh.
Or
okay.
I'd be like, I can't believe I got through all that.
We should do that. We should all do that.
Let's do that. Let's
okay.
all write a little letter.
Four years, we'll all be right here again and we'll open them and read them.
You know what would be even better? Oh, my God. Let's
what?
Write the letters.
Yeah.
It'll be to whom it may concern on the top. We'll put the letters in a little thing and then we'll all pick one out.
Okay.
And then that we may not have our own.
Okay. That's awesome.
And then in 5 years, That way we all have to make sure we're still in contact with each other.
We will be.
I know we will be.
We'll be sitting right here 4 years from now.
Yes. And we'll all open
doing
our letters.
Doing the same thing.
I don't think we're going
to
be.
With 10 subscribers.
No, we're going to be in a recording studio, hopefully. Yeah.
We'll have millions of subscribers.
Millions.
Done. Billions.
And we'll open up our little things and be like, oh, our podcast only had 10 subscribers. Our job sucked.
And now we have 11. Okay.
Whatever. Oh, my God. Optimistic. We all told you what mood Kobe's in.
All right. Frogs are associated with leap day.
What?
Duh. Frogs leap. Right.
Oh, okay. Frogs. Well, why aren't rabbits then?
So, you should make some frog origami or play a game of leapfrog or make a frog puppet.
A frog puppet.
Let's is that origami up there on the shelf?
Yes, Megan did that. Megan made that rose.
The origami. Okay.
She does.
Okay, Megan's going to do a frog origami.
Frog origami.
We're going to play leapfrog at work.
We could.
In the hallway.
You guys
should.
I'll
leap over Angie.
Okay. And I can leap. I'll leap over anybody.
That's
we should get our patients going on it too. We can leapfrog out to the lobby.
Oh yeah. Do we? No, we don't actually work on leapfrog
no,
days. So
well,
we
work
have
2 days
to.
Before.
That's true. Maybe we Friday. Leapfrog. Friday we should dress up as frogs.
We don't
you
work
should.
On Friday.
Or I mean Thursday. Our Friday.
We can wear green.
I mean it's yeah.
Why not wear
next
green
Thursday?
We should do that
on leapfrog, and you know. I don't think we're supposed to, but we can do it anyway.
We can do what we want.
I think we can.
We can do what we want. You can do it. All right. This next one, I don't know what it means. Back it says, track. Build a, quote, leaping college. Oh, collage. Sorry.
Oh.
I read that wrong.
Very
build
similar.
A leaping collage featuring what? Animals that are known to leap high and far, including
kangaroos,
frogs,
and
cheetahs, and lemurs.
Oh, lemurs. They didn't have frogs on there.
Yeah, it does.
Or grasshoppers.
It says, yes, it says kangaroos, frogs, cheetahs, and lemurs.
Grasshoppers can jump fucking
yes, they
long.
Can.
Remind me of what a lemur's like
as
a little
a
like a oh, like a cat.
I believe it's a cat. Isn't a lemur a cat?
No,
or like a monkey looking
not.
Thing.
Oh, it's a monkey?
Well, I don't know. I just
it's
remember there was a movie
cat.
Once that it had
show
a lemur in it
lemurs.
And it looked kind of like a monkey.
Yeah.
Is it a monkey?
It's a monkey. It has a stripy tail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a raccoony tail.
Yeah.
Okay. They're different looking.
It says, read a book that has leap year as its theme.
Oh.
Such as
that's a little much,
The Leap Year Book by Barbara Sutton Smith. There
oh,
you
I
go.
I don't know if I'd actually do that.
Or this is one we should all do because it sounds super fun.
Oh, okay.
I know you guys will be on board with this.
Okay.
Learn about the mathematics behind the leap year to give your brain a workout.
And there's face right now.
She, like her whole face, just said,
scrunched
fuck
up.
That. I don't
that.
Do math.
No.
Oh, we should do this next one.
Oh, God.
Seriously. Make a leap day time capsule.
Oh, I like that.
That's what I was thinking of with the letter. I was
thinking
you know what? We
can
do the times capsule. Capsule and put the letters in it with
we
other
stuff.
Stuff
in like snacks that
non-perishable
items and then
I
letters.
Think a bottle of wine should go in there too.
We should put some pictures
and like a Kyle's one of our
yes.
favorites stick it in there
yes
let's
and
do
it's
that
better. It's better aged
let's do it and we'll bury it up here on the hill
yep
yeah
yep let's
that
do this shit
so fun
so
that
let's
would be fun.
So next Tuesday let's all
let's
make
do
sure
a time capsule.
We have to have
let's
a letter
do the time capsule
and we have to bring so you have to bring a letter and we have to bring stuff we want to put in time capsule
okay
you two are in charge of getting a couple pictures of us
okay
for the time capsule.
I can do that
all right
okay and then we just have to find I'll bring wine and then I'll bring some other shit I'm bringing a chapstick
why a chapstick
because it's part of my
My?
Me. I was going to say we, but then I changed it to me.
Okay.
So I went we, me.
Okay.
We.
We will totally do that. All right. We have. To, what do we put it in? Like a
something
like a Tupperware?
Something that's not going to. Yeah, you could do Tupperware.
I might have some Tupperware on my in my garage that,
or like a heavy like Rubbermaid,
like something heavy duty,
heavy duty, and then wrap it in plastic and then bury it in the ground.
Yeah, bury something that's not gonna be
just like a dead body. Yeah. We won't put it by that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love you.
That's awesome.
Okay. Time capsule.
We're going to have to remind each other because we have issues, all three of us, remembering shit from Tuesday.
I know.
I'm going to work on that Sunday, so I'll remember.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Sunday.
I'm going to do this.
Okay.
I'm going to work on it Sunday.
Okay.
I'm going to make it fun. I'm going to make a reminder right now.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Make it like a little alarm for yourself there.
Hey, Siri.
All right.
Smart.
We are going to say...
Oh, we have to do our Jetherism for next week.
We have to do our Jetherism for next week. Hold on. Let me look at the list here. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't remember what this one means. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, God. What is
it? Should I go in order or should I just...
Pick whatever the fuck you want. Just make sure you know.
One off the list. All right. I'm just going to go down the list.
We crossed off the one, though.
Yeah, we did. Okay.
Okay.
Everyone likes a dry back.
Fuck. How come these are all the ones I said?
Like, a lot of this stuff is shit you said. Holy God.
I mean, it's like... You're funny.
Everyone likes a dry back. Why did Heather say that?
Why did I say
that? Why? Tune in.
You guys can contemplate that.
Jether's Random Stuff.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com.
Or you can go on our website and comment. Jether'sRandomStuff.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to our Facebook page. Jether's Random Stuff. Do you see a theme? Yes?
Yes. Okay. Jether's Random Stuff.
And you can still text Kobe.
No, that, because
let me give her phone number.
I don't give out my phone number.
It's 509.
I'm sorry, I
post
that every time.
Sorry. So drop us a line, and I hope everybody has an awesome, awesome leap day. Do something fun, seriously.
Leap over a frog.
Leap over
or your
frog.
Husband.
Yeah.
Ooh, leap over him.
Yeah. Drink some wine.
Naked.
Yeah. Well, he'd want you to leap on him.
He'll then, flip over on his back,
and
but
then
don't
want
let
you
him.
To leap. Well, wouldn't they want you to leap again and again,
yep, and, again,
and, again, and, again,
again.
And again and again and again and again and again and again?
Oh,
again,
shit.
Again.
We have descended into chaos. And we're going to sign off now.
Happy leap
so,
I mean leap year.
Happy leap year, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Peace.
Bye.